Hello, Will.
Hello.
Hello, Terry Mulligan, Vancouver, Canada.
How you doing?
Very well. My cat says hello. She's sitting on my lap.
Tell her hello.
This is a wonderful role for any actor. You, of course, grew up with improv and of the moment and relying on those skills. Did you have to set all of that aside in order to play David, or did you use that training initially and then go straight ahead with playing opposite Bruce?
Well, I mean, I was really intimidated through this whole process, and I worked up in my head that something that's so different than anything I've ever done, and certainly it is. But when I got out there, I realized, oh, it's still just acting. Bruce would always say, like, "Oh, you got to find the truth in the scene and be in the moment," and it just all that stuff seemed just kind of like crazy actor lingo. But it really did register to me the further we went, and then I just realized, you know what? It's that the drama stuff and the comedy stuff. It really is all boils down to that. It's like, just trying to find the realism of each scene and commit to it. And in comedy, it's just a different reality. It's a more absurd reality, but you're still just trying to find the truth of it and commit to that.
Two questions
So
in one.
once I figured that out, it was like the Matrix opened up.
Two questions in
That
one.
sounded like really.
No,
I
it's
sound like
okay.
such a douchey actor when saying that. I apologize.
Okay, be the douchey actor, okay, just for the second. I talked to Alexander and we talked about David, the characters. Were you as surprised as all of us out here that he cast you in Nebraska? And B, tell me about the phone call and then the space between the phone call and the shoot.
I was just as surprised. I never in a million years would think that I would get a chance to be in an Alexander Payne movie. I mean, it is. I loved the script though when I read it, and I just thought, you know what? What the heck? People play the lottery, and some people win it. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
Might as well try out for this thing.
And so then he called you,
it's just been.
and he called you and said
I'm sorry.
what? He called you and said
He
what?
called up. I put myself on tape doing some of the scenes, sent
Sure.
it in. 4.5 months later, he got back to me. So I just thought, I went into it thinking, oh, there's no shot that I would ever get
Sure.
this part. And then after 4.5 months, I really thought there was no shot. And out of the blue, he called me up and said he wanted me to come in and read the scenes in person. And I did that. And then a month later, he called me and said, you have this part. And it was the most exciting call I've ever gotten. It just was, that and finding out that I got the SNL job. Those were they're identical calls because they were so exciting. And then the moment I hung up the phone, I was terrified. Like, oh my God,
Yes.
now I actually have to go do it.
Now what?
And yeah, I was just terrified that I would do a bad job.
I tried to
So
explain what the
I
plot line was about, Will, and I know that so the audience has already filled in on Nebraska, but Alexander Payne likes his characters either flawed or damaged or both. Did you identify with David in some of those things?
Oh, certainly, certainly. I mean, the I really felt a connection to the character I play. The good of it and the bad of it. It's definitely yeah, it's a character that is not a huge stretch for me because I'm very similar to it's the closest I've been to anything
Ah, see,
role wise. It's the thing that's the closest to who I am in real life for sure.
that's a good thing. So Woody Grant basically believes that he is going to has won $1 million, but doesn't trust anybody, is going to go collect it himself. Why does David go with him, do you think?
Well, I think, it's initially just to
watch over him,
stop the foolishness. I figure if I take him down there and he sees that it's a sham, he'll move on to something else and get it out of his head. And you know, I think there's also a part of my character that just wants to, you know, that wants to spend some time with his dad. You know, we don't have the best relationship, and it's it'd be nice to have a little time with him.
As Dan Aykroyd once said, "Are you a floor wax or a shampoo? Is this a drama or a comedy or both?"
God, it's so hard to put a label on this movie. It's just
true.
Like if you know, if people have seen Alexander Payne's other movies,
Sideways.
Sideways, The Descendants,
sure.
Election about Schmidt. You know, there it's certainly filled with a little bit of everything. You know, there's a lot of very resonant, dramatic stuff in here, and there is some really funny stuff. But it's all, he's just got such a unique tone to all of his movies, and it fits right in there with the rest of them, but it's unique at the same time. It is just a delightful movie. I'm so proud to be in it.
All right, we only have time for 60 seconds of quick answers. So this is the bonus round. What was in fact the corn as high as an elephant's eye?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Was the corn as
high
as an elephant's
eye? Yes or no? I mean,
It's a if it's a tiny elephant.
Have you worked on your award acceptance speech? Because we're going into award season.
Oh my God! I will. I've worked on my claps for to watch Bruce as he's so good in this movie.
Did you get to Dixie Quicks?
Yes, I did. Oh my God! So delicious.
That's fantastic.
Brunches. I want to go back for dinner. I'm going to be back there in a week.
Okay, cool. And the last thing is, because I also do not only rock and roll and movies and stuff, but I do a wine show. Do you have any relationship to wine? Are you a wine guy? Do you collect?
You know what? I drink it all the time. I am really a novice. I don't know much about it.
All right, fine.
I will accept a shipment of wine if that's what you're asking.
Canadian.
Sure.
Sure. Thank you for this. This is until they stop me, I'm going to ask a couple of more questions. So you believe that Bruce will get that Oscar nomination?
Oh, he is so good in this movie. I think he deserves every award in the book. If you know this man, you know what an amazing actor he is, because he is nothing like this character. The character he plays in the movie is it's a gruff man of few words. He's kind of losing it a little bit, and who he is in real life is he's the most chatty, talkative, vibrant person, sharp as a tack. It is so amazing for me to have gotten to spend that time with him, and hang out in between takes, and then the camera rolls, and he just turns into this completely different person. So, God, I'm so happy that people seem to be really responding to his work in this movie, because it felt so special watching it with my own two eyes.
Yep.
And then once I saw the movie after Alexander cut it together,
sure.
it really, that specialness that I felt I was watching really translated in the movie, and I hope people go and see it and see this just amazing work that Bruce did.
Yeah, it's in black and white,
June
too.
June is so good. I mean, it's...
All of them.
You know,
it's Alexander Payne.
Wonderful performances in this movie.
Yep. And what's next? Run, Jump? When does that come out?
Run and Jump, yeah. That was a very small Irish movie that I did. I think it just got picked up. I don't know when it comes out, but I think January, February.
Okay. She's funny that way?
I don't know if they're calling it that, or it might be called Squirrels to the Nuts. That is a Peter Bogdanovich movie.
Yeah, that's
which
right.
I somehow got to be in. So exciting. and I don't know when that comes out.
Last Man
still,
and Last Man on Earth.
Editing it.
How about Last Man on Earth?
Last Man on Earth. I got to write that. I got to write that still. That is a comedy pilot for Fox, and I am as soon as I'm done with my Nebraska.
Oh yeah, lots of luck with
obligations.
That. Yeah,
I'm gonna sit down and start writing.
And no MacGruber too.
Oh man, that is at the top of my list. Like we are so excited to get going on that. I don't know if anybody will let us make it, but we're definitely going to write it.
Does this mean you're going to go back and host SNL?
Oh my God, I would do anything they asked me to do. I would come back and do a tiny little walk-on in a part. You know, that show holds a very special place in my heart. If you know, I would do anything they asked me to do. I don't think I'm. I think they need a bigger name person usually to host. I'm a small timer.
No, sir. You grew up in San Francisco and you spent all that time in New York City. How did you feel? How did your heart feel? Your soul feel about being on the planes and all that space and those people?
You know what? I loved it. It was so different than anything I had experienced, but I felt like I had a connection to the people. My grandparents, at a very early age for them, came over to California from Kansas, so I was no stranger to like the Midwestern values, and it just I felt a connection to these wonderful people in Nebraska. They could not have been more inviting and wonderful.
And finally,
actually, it is a very similar to how I feel when I have come up to Canada before.
Terry, we're going to have to wrap it up.
I'm not trying to sweet talk you.
Yes,
it really is how I feel about the wonderful country of Canada.
And we're so polite.
Holding the Rob Ford situation.
Oh, please, no! Come on. Thank you so much. He is, in fact, Will Forte, and he's just on a great roll. Seated Nebraska, Black and White. Thank you, Will.
Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.